and take a wood stove in a kitchen in the summertime with an oven on, my brother, you'd have to get out. I mean, that's hot. See, there's no air conditioning and nothing else in there. And they use a lot of this kerosene stoves with an oven.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as hot. I know we had them. An old kerosene stove we'd use in the summertime.
Yeah.
In the wintertime, kerosene wouldn't use that no more. We'd use the old wood stove because that'd also serve as a heating unit. That'd heat all through the house. We'd chop up firewood and stove wood. My old daddy had a mark on the wall, and we had, my brother and I had to keep that mark. Better not never got down about an inch below that either. Because mama had to use it cooking all the meals all the time.
Now, speaking about that wood, what would you call the kind of wood you'd use to light the fire?
Regular old lighted splinters, kindling.
Okay. Alright.
Mix that old fat lighting and chip it up and get to make little splinters looking. Little, something real small, real fat.
What about the big piece of wood you put on the fire once it got going? Call that the...
Well, if it's in the chimney, we can put old lighter knot on and get it going good. And if you're up in the country where you can get a hold of some oak, that's a lot of the country we use oak, but we use a lot of old pine for stove wood.
Yeah.
Or oak too, sometimes we can get it. It's sawed up in about 18-inch length, you know.
Uh-huh.
And especially an old tree, a lightning hit or something.
Yeah.
Back in those days, you could go down and saw them down, and you had an old truck or whatever you had.
Yeah, that stove wood now.
That old stove wood, yeah. That's what you cooked in the stove, you know, cooking.
So is that a big log?
Yeah, regular old, see like these pine tree on the side? See, lightning hit them, about 3-4 weeks, they'd be dead, you know.
Uh-huh.
Start dying, and a few months it take and saw that down, it made real good stove wood.
Okay.
And a lot of up in the country where there's a lot of hardwood, and people use, it's harder to cut, though it's better when it's green to cut, you know.
And okay, like, but
especially oak.
But would you ever use a log? I mean, you call something a log? Or?
Well, in the old fireplaces, you could.
You put what?
An oak log.
Okay.
It lasts and burn long.
See, right.
Pine will burn too quick. It's not as a heavy, it's not a hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
You put a good oak log on there and it'll stay man with you a long time.
Now what about the stuff that go up through the chimney? You call that the, you know, on your face, maybe black?
Old soot.
Okay. And before you...
We used to play cards with the kids, me and my brother. The game was, if you lost, you had to take your finger and get anywhere you want the chimney, and then you could make a mark on your face. And he'd always cheat. Now he had me, I look like Al Jolson when it's all over. He always looked 2 years young, and I always seemed to lose. And all you'd see was the white of my eyes and my teeth when we got you. Yeah. He'd lay it on me.
Okay.
Now, I just thought he was good, but he looked fine, he was cheating.
What do you call the black stuff? No, the white stuff that you had to clean up before you lit another fire.
Old ashes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
back in the old days, they did take those ashes and make lye water. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
They used all, you know, everything. They didn't hardly let anything waste.
And talking about some of the old time things in the house, let's see, now I'm sitting in
this old chair, I guess, a lounge chair.
All right, now, what was the type of furniture that, it's like that there, you call that a?
I'd call that like a sofa.
Okay. Now, the piece of furniture in your bedroom, you used to put drawers, that had drawers in it, and you used to put your clothes in, you call that the?